Dear Johnny, in order for you to understand the way I am and why I appear so needy for your attention, I have to tell you something about myself that I've had to keep hidden for so long. I was born in 1974. My biological mother, who at the time was a high-ranking conservative politician, had a very brief affair with my father, who at the time was a swing grinder at Jonas and Culver's Steelworks in Attercliffe. He was paid off by the government to go missing and keep quiet, so put me in the care of my grandmother.
I've never met my mother.
Or my father, but Gran would show me pictures of him. A tall, broad-shouldered, dark-haired, gap-toothed, handsome man with dirty hands. And occasionally, usually when I'd be naughty, she'd point at the TV and say, "Now then, see that horrible bloody woman? Well, she's your horrible bloody mother." As a child, I saw most of my school friends' dads lose their jobs at the steelworks, families and communities torn apart by her one-woman war on the very heart of British industry. I saw Mother Dearest become one of the most hated women in the country, and I couldn't say a thing about it. My sweet Mommy Maggie, the shopkeeper's daughter, Jesus. It feels such a release just to type these words to you, Johnny. I thought if you knew what I'd been through, you could maybe understand why I act the way I do. You represent everything my mother despises. Even though you are stupidly poor, I do love your infectious belief that one man's dreams is only a small inconvenient hurdle to being a reality. And for this, I want to be your friend.